Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, nice, the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to a very, very exciting episode of the AusNZ Community Podcast. I'm extremely excited, a little bit nervous, and all of those other little bits and pieces, because we have a really special guest. Before we get to that...
It's me!
Welcome, Pete. Welcome, Yay. JR. Welcome, Pete. Welcome,
Thank
JR.
You.
I'm sure you two are just as excited and nervous to have this guy on as I am. So,
yes.
JR, why don't you introduce our
Oh my God, no,
guest.
Not me, please. I cannot find the words. I'm sorry, I cannot find the words.
You
go ahead, Pete.
Words.
I cannot find the words.
I know who could introduce him. Bereshak, do you want to introduce yourself?
Me? Okay. Guess who is here?
Just in case you didn't get the voice and you didn't understand what that was, we do have Bereshak for the whole episode as our guest. We are extremely excited to have him on. He is a pillar to the community. He is an amazing all-round guy. There is so many things that I've heard rumors about and stories and all that sort of stuff over the last 4 or 5 years, and I'm just really deeply honored to have you on, because I think as a community we all really appreciate what you do, and as a community we all really enjoy your videos, we enjoy your tutorials, and we've all kind of been there along the way watching you grow. So thank you for everything up front.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Hi, everyone. To be honest, I can't even tell you how excited I am today.
Good.
I am really happy to be here and tell something more about myself to all of you. I know many players ask me to join your podcast one day, so it's finally happening.
It's finally happening.
Yes, finally happening. Oh,
so
my
good.
Gosh.
So good to have
it's
you on. The
very Shaq.
And of course, the reason this is such a special episode is only because it's Maury's birthday today. Big happy birthday to Maury.
Happy birthday.
Yep, happy birthday. So he's the person who hosts the AusNZ community Discord server. He's one of the instigators of the AusNZ community. He was our first guest on the podcast. So big happy birthday to Maury. Looking forward to catching up for a drink one day soon. Pete, do you have something for your segment?
Well, I do, but I I'm embarrassed to say what I would use because of the caliber of person we've got.
So we're not going to talk about team events then. No, fine.
I'm
okay,
considering
next.
Skipping.
We don't talk about anything but about very.
So, okay. JR, hello. How are you? Do you have anything to say?
I have something to say, but my hands are cold and my heart is racing. I don't know, for some reason. I'm sorry, Vereshak. It's just been like, you know, starstruck and all that. Do I deserve to be here? Anyway. Well, okay. Just a little bit, you know, about the game and our segments and all that. So, in the past year or two, we have this great updates on the game. Right, we have had the map maker, the community showcase, we have the new cups track, the new adventure maps, we had updates about the cups and the public event, we even have the mastery and the fourth part finally. But isn't it about time to have an update on the scrapper? Okay, so I would like to ask our guest, Vereshak, and our hosts, and even the listeners, if you're listening to this, write down a comment on what do you think we could improve about the scrapper. Are you happy with it right now, or what improvement do you think is possible? I'll ask Vereshak first.
Well, I haven't really thought about it. I think the way it is now, it's okay, but maybe I will change something. Like I would add more value to get scraps from tuning parts, because nowadays it's really become difficult, especially to upgrade the level 3 or 4 legendary parts, I mean.
Yep.
Oh, and of course, epic parts.
Yeah.
Many players struggling with this, so I think it will be good if it's going to be something new.
You have? Yep. Do you have a good amount of scraps in all your accounts?
yeah, almost 1 million on my main account.
Oh. Wow.
But your main account's max GP, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. and that is what I would like to see changed in scraps and in the scrapper. The ability to trade scraps for something else, or coins for something else, or so I always talk about the different currencies that are in the game, and my feeling is that these currencies don't talk to each other. You can't exchange something for something. It's you either have you have enough scrap or you don't. You have enough coins or you don't. You have enough gems or you don't. Then you have enough, adventure tokens or tickets or so you can't trade one with the other. If there was a way of making a scrapper that changed, you know, certain things into other things, that would be a good addition.
How good would it be to transfer, let's just say, 500 scrap for a team event ticket?
I'm thinking, or, you know, the ability to use an extra team event ticket, you know?
Yeah.
Because they limited it to four, but, you know, anyway, they're just our hopes and dreams.
I would like the scrapper, instead of just scrapping 200 maximum excess parts at the time, why couldn't you make it 500? We all have an inventory of parts to scrap, I think. I think for most like high GP players, we have this amount of inventory to scraps, but it's just scrapping just a very small fraction of that inventory. Okay, so I used to, there was a time that I spent 4,000 gems just to keep the scrapper, you know, do it right. Quickly. I'm very impatient because I had so much inventory. I have this like obsession. I'll just spend my gems, whatever, just to make it go fast, and then get rid of that inventory. And I did. I removed all my excess parts and scrapped them all. So, well, anyways, just like what Eva said, it's my hope and dream to upgrade the scrapper. FS, if you can hear us.
Well, the other part to that was just in general, we've got 200 at a time is virtually nothing. You know, it takes forever to click the buttons. Maybe have a maximum of 200 parts for legendary parts, and then maybe 400 parts for epic parts, and then 800 parts for...
Oh, yes.
So have a scrap cap, not a parts cap.
Not a parts cap, yeah.
Mm, yeah.
Obviously, the more parts and the more scrap that you get, the longer it's going to take. So, you know, legendary parts take longer, obviously.
Yeah,
and then the basic parts take the shortest. So, anyhow, we could, Pete, do you have anything else to say about that?
Yep.
I liked that one. That was really good. No, everything that I had in my head has already been said, so that's
cool.
Perfect.
Well, we can't go past talking about the Fingersoft GP. Number 4 is coming up.
Yes.
Wow.
And
it is not coming up. It is starting. It's already begun.
Yeah, it's starting. So look forward to seeing all the times come in and all that sort of stuff. And look forward to seeing who wins, because we happen to have a past winner on the show.
I don't remember winning.
Not you. And it wasn't JR.
Wait! I'm sorry for my ignorance, but how does the Fingersoft GP go? I don't really know how it goes.
Okay, so
can you walk me through it?
Yep. You register to play, and you are given this series. You're given 4 challenges, and you're given 96 hours to basically do your best in the challenge.
Mm-hmm.
You report your time on the Discord server channel, appropriate channel. And then obviously the better you go, the further up you go, you get scored to a certain degree, and there is a cutoff limit for whoever progresses to the next round. And then from there, you know, the top 50 or the top 32 from there progress to the next round until we get to the quarterfinals, where it's 4 players playing against each other. Basically playing it out to see who's the best. Now, it's not just Adventure Tracks. Because of the community maps now, we now have Adventure Tracks, we have cups, you know, short cups for time trials, and we have
community tracks, public event tracks.
Yeah, public event tracks. There's a real mixed bag of tracks that we've managed to scrounge together. So then it makes this a whole lot more fun and a whole lot more varied. So it's not just Time Attack
and
players.
Something completely new.
Yeah, something completely new. So I'm looking forward to seeing the scores roll in and looking forward to being able to report who's won on the next episode. So hopefully...
Is there a different winner for each category or just one grand winner?
One grand winner.
So each round, every score you get on each challenge, so the first round there's 4 challenges, your 4 scores combined get a total. So your total goes up against everybody else's total, if that makes sense.
So looking forward to seeing where that goes and who comes out on top.
So, good luck to all the participants, I guess.
Yep, indeed.
Yeah, I think everyone will win because everyone's having a good time.
Everyone's having a good time. So, yeah.
Yes.
So, I suppose that kind of brings us to, we did that really quickly on purpose, really, because we wanted to start asking some questions. So, we can now, Verushak, we'd love for you to give us a little bit of history and background to... your hill climb racing history, because you go way back to Hill Climb Racing 1. You also won the Fingerscrew You made the finger screw, yeah, cool. The hill climb racing one, which I really enjoyed because I played hill climb racing one. And you've been on. There's just so much we want to hear. So
you've been to Fingersoft. I mean,
yeah, you've actually been to Fingersoft.
Awesome.
So, so can you just give us a little bit of who you are and why you started playing, and just give us a little bit of background.
The first time I saw this game was on my uncle's phone, actually. It was, if I remember correctly, 2013. He was playing it on a good iPhone 4. I was watching how is he playing, and then he gave me his phone so I can try to play it. And then I spent a few hours collecting coins for him to unlock new vehicle, a race car. And mm-hmm. This is all how it started.
I remember exactly.
So I remember after that day, I wanted to play the game so much, but unfortunately, I hadn't Android or iOS device back then.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So I was really disappointed that I couldn't play.
Mm-hmm.
How it started, but after a couple of months I finally bought a new phone, and the first thing was, you know, I installed HCR1. And history has begun.
Yeah, and then history began.
Yes.
So I mean, I'm still the finger screw, where did that come from? What made you design that?
Oh, you know, I really thought about a lot of vehicles, but I wanted something unique that nobody know about that vehicle. So I came up with finger screw. I saw this vehicle once in YouTube video. It was old YouTube video.
Yep.
That vehicle actually exists, if you didn't know.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I decided to draw this, and I actually won.
Yeah, I remember seeing the competition, and I remember seeing the new vehicle, and then, you know, years later, I'm playing HCR2 and I've seen your videos, and I never put two and two together because I didn't realize. And it was only about 18 months ago, 12 months ago, that I remember someone saying something about it. And I thought, was that the same person? I reckon it was Reese said something on the podcast, which made me realize that you were the one who actually designed the finger screw. And I was like, holy cow, that is really, really cool. So yeah, I was really, really excited about, oh my god, how where did it come from? And then the tour. So you've had a tour of Fingersoft itself.
Well, yeah,
because that was part of the prize, wasn't it?
Yes, the part of the prize was Fingersoft invited me with my brother to their office in Finland, in
yep.
Oulu. So
wow.
it was really cool trip. We were there 5 days.
Wow.
Really cool. Yeah.
They actually drove us on a real MK2 hill
yep.
climber. So it was unbelievable, to be honest.
Yep. Wow, that's very, very
cool.
So
did you get to drive a real hill climber?
Yes, as a passenger.
Oh. I was going to say, that would have been so cool.
Yeah.
That as a passenger, that's really awesome.
Okay, so I must ask, because JR said this last episode that you were on, and I think you missed her joke, but she said that she's seen lots and lots of different Verishaks, you know, thousands of them. So how many actual accounts do you play?
I have three accounts, and
yep.
My main account, second account, and third account. From one account, I always play team events, so I leave the team
yep.
on Friday. And other two accounts I have in Empire team.
Yep.
You know, and also, you know, I left yesterday Discord team.
Mm-hmm.
But I was with Discord team for like 2 years, I think, or even more.
Wow.
But I decided to quit just to take a little break. You know, to have three accounts and always play team events to perform great score is actually not an easy job.
No, it's exhausting, if that makes sense. To always have pressure.
Do you have the same problems that we have, where your main account scores less than your alt accounts?
I think no, because
because they all score well.
Because they all score well.
Yeah. my main account has max GP, but the other two have like 11k, I think.
Yep.
So I have almost parts maximum that I need.
Yep.
So I don't have problems to perform great.
Fair enough. Well, my alt account is about 11, and I score higher on my alt account more regularly than I do my main account. all the time. So I'll get a really good score on my alt account, and then I'll have to catch up with the main account. And it's always 12 hours later, I'll do another good run on the main account. But the old account's always more powerful. Not more powerful, just better scoring. So, all right. JR, do you have a question?
Can you give me a moment to think of a question?
I'm just listening. Pete, after you.
Question time. Alrighty.
I was more so just something from yourself as opposed to...
Yeah, that's... I'm trying to think of something. With your third account, do you leave on a Friday just before the team event to look for a team that is just about to start the new team event so you can get your YouTube videos up quickly?
Mostly I join Empire team YouTube video, Empire IT team. They always waiting for a new team event, so they know that I'm coming, and
yeah,
I can play the new team event. But sometimes many players ask me to join their team just to play at least one match. So I tell them that I can join Friday if you wait for a new team event.
Yep. Yep.
Perfect.
Fair enough.
I'd always wondered how you got them up so quickly.
Well, I don't know. It's experience, I think.
Yeah.
I just know the game. I know how the map going to be look like. So. You know, it's not easy. I always, before I play my first ticket, and then I have some time to think about the strategy. I watch my first attempt that I did and see what vehicle I can use for each off track. So,
yeah.
You know,
I always appreciate your first ticket. Because your first attempt is like always better than my finished attempt.
You're kidding, right?
No, it's I strive to get your practice runs.
Well, I mean, part of that is you look at the way you run your first tickets. Do you record every time you play, or do you only record when you're doing a new team event?
I record everything. You know that I won't miss something that something cool that I needed later. So every time I record.
Wow. Yeah. That's a lot of recording.
Really a lot.
Wow. Okay.
Do you have a question there? Oh, sorry.
Do you know how much people who are playing the same game like you, how much they're looking up to you? Like your fan base. Have you had any like a message or a heartwarming message or like a fan sending you a message that how much they admire you for doing this and doing that? Does my question make sense? You don't even know how to ask a question.
No, I get your question. Of course, every day, I would say many players write me just to say hi. And they are always happy when I answer them. You know, I like to make them happy and even to talk with them a little bit. So I love my fans and I appreciate them that they are watching me.
And I'm pretty sure they're going to look forward to listening to your podcast episode because they will get to know more about you. You know.
Yeah, I think so. So hi, fans. Thank you for listening to this episode.
And also say hello to all your very shock minions.
Yes. Hi.
That was a joke. All the very shock followers and
all the Verishak accounts that are spelt incorrectly.
Yes.
Oh yeah,
all of them.
I like this.
With the different flags and different spellings and different teams.
Yeah, it makes me laugh out so loud. So it's cool.
Yeah.
Okay, so should we start on the community questions?
Yeah, we can do that.
Yeah. So just to let everybody who's listening know, when we had an idea that Verishak was going to join, instead of asking the entire community questions, we reached out to some very special guests, some past guests, and some very big contributors to the podcast. So then they could ask their special questions to Verishak. And we've prepared them. Verishak's gone through them and had a good look at them. And he's given us the okay to ask the questions. So I just wanted to say, just in case you thought, oh, I never got to see who asked and when we could ask these questions and why didn't I get a chance to ask questions, we wanted to keep this a little bit to ourselves. We wanted this to be a special episode. And we wanted to thank the ongoing long-time listeners and people who have helped this podcast get to where it is to be able to ask their own questions. So thank you for everybody who responded to our questions, asking questions. And we really appreciate all of what you've done for us over the last almost 3 years of being on this podcast. So a big thank you to you. And Pete, do you want to start off the questions?
Yes, absolutely. Our very first question from the community comes from none other than Cap A. He's got quite a few questions here, so I'm going to go through them one at a time. First one is, why do you play the game?
Why do you play the game? Well, answer is very simple. Because I like this game a lot.
Good answer.
The graphics, the simplicity, the game, it's all started from Hill Climb Racing 1, where you challenge with yourself. So this is not just playing for fun. For me, it's more to get a good distance or a good record. You always have to figure out the best tactic, the best way to pass the obstacle or that hill. You have to think smart and improve your skill. So HCR 2, we also challenge with other players and also the community. So this is why I play the game. I simply enjoy it.
Excellent. I love that. Next question down is, what is your favorite Hill Climb Racing 1 vehicle, track, or world record?
This is a good question. I think rally car plus Mars always will be my favorite combination. I was so obsessed with that world record back then. I spent a lot of time on this with constant improving. You can even see my videos on my YouTube channel. Long time ago, I posted a lot of this. So Mars is definitely my favorite map in Hill Climb Racing 1. And also I like hovercraft, you know. Actually, I wish Fingersoft will add hovercraft in Hill Climb Racing 2.
Oh, interesting.
It's a fun vehicle. I like the physics of this vehicle. It's genius.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a hover bike.
I must download Hill Climb Racing 1.
I was thinking, what does a hovercraft look like?
We have a hover bike. It's actually very similar to hovercraft, uh-huh. but not really.
Yeah. Yeah. See, I liked the track vehicle with the wing on the back. I'm trying to remember what it was called. I haven't played Hill Climb Racing 1 in probably about 2 years. Mm-hmm. I still have it installed on my phone. I'm just starting it up so I can actually remember what that car is called.
You should check it out.
I'm doing it now. Okay.
Just while you're doing that, what are your thoughts on the car? I've seen videos of the car, and it looks hectic.
I don't know. Car is... I never thought that vehicle like this will exist. It's fun made vehicle, but it's fun, you know. I don't know what Fingersoft thought when they came up with this idea.
Me either.
So my favorite in Hill Climb Racing 1 was the Super Off-Road.
Yeah, Super Off-Road is cool. Yeah. It's like Super Tank.
Yeah, like a super tank without the tank thing. It was kind of like the Super Diesel, but better. Yeah. But that was a long time ago. Like I said, I haven't played Hill Climb Racing 1 in probably 2 years. Pete, you're going?
Yes. Next question down is, do you have any tips for any Hill Climb Racing 2 YouTubers?
Any tips? Of course. I would say first of all, be yourself. Be unique. Create your own ideas and the editing style of the video. And also what is very important, thumbnails. Don't be lazy to learn some Photoshop skills and spend some time making your thumbnail, because it's really very important. I always spend a lot of time in order to make a cool thumbnail. So for me personally, it takes sometimes up to 2 hours.
Wow.
Or even more.
Wow.
So, and be consistent. Consistent uploading is the key to how to grow on YouTube. You can just upload one video and waiting for success. It's not working like that.
Yeah, that's a good tip. Be consistent. So people have something to look forward to.
Yeah, this is what I do for the past. This is what I do for the past like 8 years. Consistency is everything.
Yes. Last question from Cap A. Do you have any current standing world records in hill climb racing too?
Well, I'm not sure. You know, I haven't checked. Maybe there are still some of my records in Cap Don't Dive. You know, I will check it now. I'm really curious.
Yeah, sure.
If I have something, I remember. Yes, I have in the Cup Don't Dive world record with motocross bike.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And a world record with the motocross.
And hill climber MK2 too.
I had a world record with the motocross on one of the mine tracks, and it lasted 3.5 hours.
That's cool. Is that an all vehicle world record or just a specific?
It's a specific vehicle.
Okay.
I was saying that I just checked and I have still world record with Beast, and also in that cup, a cup of city water. Don't Dive.
Don't dive.
So
yep.
I remember I was playing a lot of this. It's probably my favorite track. So
Don't Dive. Okay. Oh, interesting.
Oh, very cool. Before I ask a question, for the record, I don't have any world records.
Well, there you go. You have a world record for not having world records.
That is true. Okay, here is a question from Goose. He would like to ask, what continues you to drive to continue making YouTube videos?
Probably my passion to the game. While I enjoy it, I will continue it. You know, and this is also part of my job, and I'm living off playing HCR.
Wow!
And please continue.
Okay,
you please know, continue to do so.
If not, you guys, I don't know what I would do. I love this process. It became part of my life, and for now I can't imagine doing anything else.
Yes, that is really good. That is really good. Okay.
And what a cool job! That is a awesome job to have.
Right? Yeah. He would like to also ask you: do you like pineapple on pizza?
I like pineapple so much. This is probably my favorite fruit. So I would go with pineapple.
Yes, we can be friends. I also like pineapple on pizza.
Yeah, I like both. it's really difficult to choose.
Okay, and his last question is, have you thought about leaving the game? Did it ever cross your mind?
Oh. No, no, no.
Never. No, 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 but, no.
But I thought, what would I do if not HCR? A couple of times, but I'm not playing living the game at least yet.
And I hope you won't.
That's good to hear.
Yes, that's good to hear. Okay, Eva?
There's so many amazing questions from our listeners, and there's a few that I want to ask, but they will be asked anyway, so I'm going to go down the list and go down to the next one. So these are from Lunatic NZ. Thanks for all your contributions, Lunatic. He's asked you the question, do you race mountain bikes competitively?
No. I participated once at a competition, but it was just for fun. Biking is just my hobby. So mostly I ride bike with my friends, and that's all.
And how long have you been riding bikes?
Since childhood, actually.
Wow.
But yep. more serious when I bought my new bike in 2018.
Okay.
Mm.
Cool. And then his last question, this one was one of the ones I really wanted to ask, was when IO and OI left the scene, did it affect you at all?
Yes and no. Why yes? It's because his audience is also my audience.
Yep.
The more there are HDR2 YouTubers, the more popular is the game.
Yep.
You know, mm-hmm. it's all connected.
Yep.
Competition is good. You know. So this is why I support small channels. If I see that there is someone new trying to start a YouTube channel, I always try to give them support. I want to them to grow up and also to become cool YouTubers.
Yep.
So, and the answer is no, because I have my audience. They didn't leave me. They didn't live anywhere. So they still play the game and watch me.
Yep. Yep. Okay. Up to you, Pete.
Yes, thank you very much. Our next lot of questions is from Castaway Will. You've already answered the first question, which was, did you ever consider quitting Hill Climb Racing 2? But the next question, if you had the opportunity to work for Fingersoft, would you do it?
I think yes. I thought about it a couple of times. You know, I love Fingersoft. I know this company for so many years. I'll be glad to work in Fingersoft. I don't know what kind of job I can do, but at least I'll be happy to try something.
Yeah. Let's be honest, we'd all be pretty happy to work at Fingersoft. It looks like a very cool place to work.
Yep.
Yes, place is amazing.
Yeah. On to you, Jackrabbit.
Here is a question from Hero HCR2. Shout out to Hero, who has been a guest on the podcast. He says, hello, Verishak. My name is Hero. What is the number one thing that you have learned from being so influential across the globe in this community that you have applied to everyday life to help you be the best you that you can be?
What a nice question. Well, be yourself, be kind and respectful to others, and also dedication always pays off. You know, it doesn't matter if you don't see results right now, just keep going, and at the end of the day you can't lose if you never give up. So this is what works for me, and this is it.
Well, we are glad you didn't give up.
Yes.
I think you know, you motivate other players to keep playing, to keep going from watching your videos.
This is a question from BR Mythic SK. He's got a couple of questions, so I'll go through them one by one. What is your favorite vehicle in HCR2?
Can you guess which vehicle is it?
I'm curious. I think it's the rally car.
It's the muscle car.
I think it's the super diesel.
No. a rally car
Moonlander?
Is my favorite vehicle in HCR1, but not in HCR2.
Okay.
I like all the vehicles, you know, but my favorite is probably Superbike.
Superbike?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Okay, I get that. He's also asked, what is your favorite go-to time attack track? You probably answered this before.
Yes. Don't dive.
Don't dive.
Yes.
Your favorite adventure map?
Probably City, I think.
Okay.
Yeah,
why?
City.
Why?
What? Yeah. I agree. Why?
It's very hard. That's one of the things about it. But why is it your favorite?
You know, I like this because it's hard, and this is why I like this map. I don't know, it's just far from me to play this map. It's not boring. It's difficult, so you have to be very careful how to pass that place or that obstacle.
Yep.
So this is why.
Okay, excellent. He's asked the question, do you still remember your very first world record? Do you know which track it was and what vehicle it was?
You mean in Hill Climb Racing 1 or 2?
Let's talk about 2.
Okay. To be honest, I don't remember.
No,
but
that's fine.
I am pretty sure it was probably Super Jeep or Hill Climber MK2 in
yep.
Countryside.
Mm-hmm. Countryside, yeah. Because... I mean, this is the thing with world records, because of the number of vehicles, the number of tracks, there's over 4,000 individual vehicle records across all the cups alone.
Yeah.
So there's a lot.
Yeah.
There's a lot. Okay, his last question was, if you could remove one vehicle from Hill Climb Racing 2, which one would it be?
Remove the vehicle?
Yeah, take one away.
I wouldn't remove any vehicle.
Very diplomatic. Very diplomatic.
Yeah. No.
You don't want to ask me that question.
Do you want to remove any vehicle?
I sometimes wonder about. I mean, you know, there's just the tractor can be. Everybody loves people who love the tractor. Love the tractor.
Yeah,
but
I love
to
the
me,
tractor.
The tractor has always been one of those vehicles that, you know, if you don't bounce exactly right on the back tire, you flip it over, you break your neck.
Yeah, it's annoying.
But it's excruciating. But it's fast if you get it right. But if you don't get it right, you just stop.
Interesting fact about the tractor, you know, this team event that we're on with the monster truck, how you mm-hmm. have the wings, the afterburner and nitro.
Yep.
Well, Velkarin is using the tractor and absolutely pantsing everybody.
Yes, of course, because he's timed it perfectly and he knows exactly where to... And that's the thing, like, you've got to land perfectly on your back tire, and the monster truck is very similar to that, but it's a little bit more forgiving.
Same parts, though.
Same parts. Yep. Oh, very cool. Very cool. All right. So, Pete, it's your turn again.
Yes, excellent. I've got a couple of questions here from X236, so shout out to you, X236. How does Hill Climb Racing 2 or your general YouTube activity affect your daily life?
I have less time to do handstand. but to be honest... sometimes I spend so much time working on new videos that at the end of the day, I realize that I haven't been outside yet. So it's not very healthy.
Yeah.
But I guess that's what being passionate about something does.
Yes.
But you managed to find the time, so that's all good. A good work-life balance is important. Second question, if someone would force you to not use a specific part for any vehicle anymore, what part would you choose and why?
What part would it be? Probably air control. I almost never use this part. Only in specific tracks in team events, but
yeah,
I don't know.
That's the only time it's useful.
Yeah,
the only time it's useful.
You know, even I played in the new team event yesterday, and there is a track trick time attack. So I don't even need to use air control for this track because the wings are better, for example, or flip boost.
Yep.
Yeah. So, on the Mark II, wasn't it?
You mean that was track 3?
The Mark II Hill Climber 2.
Yes.
Vehicle. Yep.
Yes, I've got to.
On to you, Jack Rabbit.
This is a question from SP John. Did I say that correctly, Eva?
Jean.
Okay.
It's not Jan.
I'm very sorry. He would like to ask, how can you get such good results on the first try when the team event comes out?
You know, my first try isn't always good. But I don't know, maybe...
Nice. I've seen it. They're always good.
Maybe for somebody, yes, but not for me. You know, maybe skill, which I have been constantly improving over the years. I've been playing a lot, so I understand how Willy works, how Kangaroo setup works. It's not easy, as I said before, but I'm trying my best every Friday.
Yep.
And the second question, do you already know the tracks in your head or do you see more than what someone else does on their phone?
It depends what track is it. If it's new track, of course, I don't know where to land. But if I played the track before, I know it in my head. Or I tried to remember what track was that before, and I trying to find a video in YouTube with that track, and it helps me to remember. So yeah, no, of course, the better I know the track, the better I play.
Yes, makes sense. Is it Eva's turn to ask?
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. This is a question from Creepers. Creepers used to play with you on one of the Team Cat back in the day.
I remember.
Yep. So he's still playing for AusNZ. So this is a question from him. What does a typical day look like as a HCR2 YouTuber?
You know, nothing really special. When I wake up, first thing I do, I drink a lot of water. Then I do quick warm up. And after I eat breakfast, then I turn on my PC and start working, playing. It depends. You know, I even thought to make a video how my day looks like. And maybe I will make it even this year.
Yes.
We would love to see it. Interesting to watch.
A day in the life of Very Shack.
Yeah, something like that.
Okay. So he's continued his question, and he's asked the question, how many accounts do you have, which you've already answered. But he says, how much time in a day do you typically spend playing the game? And how much time do you spend editing your videos?
As I said before, I have 3 accounts.
Yep.
How much time I spent? Sometimes a lot of hours. Almost the whole day. You know, Sometimes just a couple of hours. Usually it's 2 or 3. But when I'm working on a video or something else, it could be more, 5, 6, or even 10 hours. About editing, also very individually. To edit a public event, for example, it usually takes 1 hour or 2 hours, usually 1 hour. If I can't find proper music for the video, I can be stuck for 2 hours. Because I always trying to find the music that that's something new. It's not the same as it was in previous video.
It would be hard to find something that suits the video.
Yeah, exactly. That suits the video. Let's not forget about thumbnails, which also takes quite a lot of time. I always do them by myself, so it's like editing the video, sometimes even harder, because you have to create something new, come up with interesting idea. So I think you have noticed my thumbnails.
Yeah, I've noticed them. They look pretty crazy sometimes.
Yeah,
with the jump shocks and thrusters and all sorts of things.
I think also the people who watch your videos are looking forward not just to the team event videos, but also the preview. If the mastery, when the mastery came out or before it came out, you know, that kind of video. Like a preview of an update, right? So you are there ahead of time to we would watch that.
Yeah.
Right, Pete?
Yes. I'm very glad that I've got this question because it's probably the most important question of the whole podcast.
Yeah.
This one is from Rexu, and a massive shout out to Rexu for always asking this. What is your favorite type of cheese?
This is the most important question, probably.
Absolutely.
I love cheese, you know. Probably Parmesan. I love it with pasta. So,
yeah. So Parmesan is cool. On top.
Yeah.
Excellent. His next question, what has kept you motivated to play for so long and not quit?
Answer is simple. You, all my audience, all the community. If Aww. Not you guys, then I would quit a long time ago. Thanks to you, I stay motivated.
That's you awesome. Keep doing
yeah,
what
thank you
do. Yeah.
Yeah. You're keeping okay. me motivated.
Here is a question from Fiery. Is there anyone you look up to in the HCR2 community who is your biggest inspiration?
Okay. You know, I used to look up to someone in the past when I only started, to the players who were pro already. But nowadays, I can't tell. Every player can inspire me for something. Whether wow. this is a cool record or a mm-hmm. nice video with good editing, I enjoy mm-hmm. this. And this yeah. inspires me to be better.
Yes, and we would also like to ask, if you had the offer to go anywhere in the world on a holiday for free, where would you go?
For free?
Yes. Yes.
Which place? I think Hawaii. I oh. like the nature. Also, I know surfing is very popular there. And I always wanted to try to catch the wave.
You know, surfing's very good in Australia too.
Surfing? Yeah. It's very good.
Very nice.
I've never tried surfing. It's very tricky.
Yeah.
I saw a lot of videos. It's very tricky and not easy thing to do.
Mm.
But Have you tried snowboarding? No, only ski.
Only skiing. Okay.
I just have a follow-up question. Being you want to go to Hawaii and go surfing, is there anyone from HCR2 that you would like to meet in person?
Yes. I would like to meet you guys.
Oh, my God.
We would love
really?
To see you too.
Really? I would love to.
Oh, yeah.
To meet with you all, to have a nice chat, and just to spend some time to play the game.
You should come to Australia for some coffee, but stop on your way to see Jack Rabbit.
I wasn't expecting you to say that, but I'm very... Oh, my God. Let's all meet in the Fingersoft head office.
Yeah. I wish we could do this one day.
Yes.
I had the pleasure of meeting Tessa in January this year. She came to Australia. Yeah, she came to Australia on a holiday with her sister. And it was originally planned to happen almost 3 years ago. And when she said she was coming to Australia, I said to her if she came, I would take her on the Great Ocean Road because she said she loved the road. And when she said, you know, the trip had been cancelled due to COVID and everything else, I said, oh, well, that's what happens. It doesn't matter. But she messaged me very late in December last year and said that she was going to be in Australia for a couple of – she was going to be in Melbourne for a couple of days early in January. And I said, well, you know, the offer still stands. If you want me to take you to the Great Ocean Road, I'll take a day off work. And I'll do it, you know, no big deal. We'll go in the work car. Work pays for fuel, so don't worry about petrol. And we ended up catching up and having dinner with her and her sister. And her sister doesn't play the game and didn't want to talk about Fingersoft or the game at all. So about 4 hours after we met, we sit down for dinner and she finally... turns to her sister. Her sister turns to Tessa and says, "Okay, you've spoken enough about everything else. You can have 15 minutes to talk about the game."
15 minutes.
So, me and Tessa just went, "Bruh!" You know. So for 15 minutes, it was just blah 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 blah. You know. And then we turned around. We could see she was bored again. So we said, okay, we'll stop talking about the game now. So she mentioned you. She mentioned a lot of stuff about the game, about everything else. And she brought me a Climb Canyon cap.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. So and she said she's met you and you guys have had a drink or two together and all that sort of stuff. So I feel privileged to have met her. And because I've been playing with on a Tessa team probably since 2019. My main account was on one of her teams, and then I moved to AusNZ and I created an alt account, and my alt account has been on TNT or with one of her teams probably when it got to about 4,000 GP. So that was very quick. So, you know, and she's a lovely person. She's a really lovely person. So, is it my question?
It sure is.
It is. I've got a question from MoffBR. It says, I'd like to know what Verishak does to balance real life with HCR2. Or if being a pit crew and being so close to Fingersoft means he doesn't need to grind as hard like the rest of us.
Well, probably I do the most of you do, besides from work. Every day in the evening I go to the playground to train. I have some workout session. I like everything what's related to handstand balance. I'm a bit obsessed with that.
You're doing handstands. You're not doing any CrossFit, are you?
Yes, no.
No? No CrossFit?
No. I used to do CrossFit a couple of years ago, but not now.
Not now? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, sport has always been in my life, and, you know, I can't imagine living without it, so...
Yep.
Plus, it's good for health, so I would recommend...
What is your favorite sport?
What's in my favorite sport? Probably football. You know, I love football.
Yep.
So for all the people in, like, Australia, it's soccer.
soccer.
And on the Americans listening, that's soccer, yes, not...
Okay.
Pete?
Yes. I've got three questions from RF, but two have already been answered, so I'm going to ask one of my own instead. First one from RF is, how much gameplay do you do behind the scenes?
Behind the scenes? There are always hours of gameplay that you don't see. I think this is pretty common thing for every HCR2 YouTuber. I always try to show you the best and the most interesting part of the gameplay videos. So it's always hours of gameplay behind the scenes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you mentioned you like to change your music for each video. What is your favorite genre of music to put on your videos? Because I've noticed a few different ones now.
You know, I like NFX music. Mostly I use their songs in my video.
Mm-hmm.
And because it's copyright free, so that's why. So
excellent.
I won't get a copyright claim. And I also use songs from the channel No Copyright Sounds. They're constantly upload videos with pretty cool music.
Mm-hmm.
That is good to know for all those YouTube people who want to get new music. Check it out. No, what was it called again?
No Copyright Sounds. I can send you the link.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
Excellent. Thank you for that.
Mm-hmm. All right. JR, did you want to ask that last question from DeBell?
Yes, a question from DeBell. What is your longest wheelie in game and in real life?
My longest wheelie?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. If you talk about public events, I think it was like 17K I did once with Monster Truck. You know, it was in team event, not in public event. We have limited time in public event, sorry.
Sorry.
Is it one of the mine runs?
Sorry?
Was it a mine track with all the fuels in it?
Yes, it was a countryside track.
Okay.
So, yeah. But about
17
real life,
kilometers.
Yeah. You know, I want to try it again. I think I can do more.
You think you can do more? I have trouble getting 1,700 meters.
Monster truck.
Oh my god!
Yeah,
that's,
you know,
really good.
Can Into Space did like 30K with dune buggy, so I'd like to try buggy too because I have never played it.
Wow. Okay.
For a long distance, really. About real life, I think it was like 300 meters, something like that.
Wow. Okay.
Yes, this was my bike.
I would have been happy with 20 meters in real life. So 300, that's really good.
Or I just I think really you have good? I just think you have a supernatural power. That's all I can say. That's all I can say.
Yes, and this is without Willy Boost, if anything.
Without Willy Boost. You're not making it any better for me. on that note, JR, do you want to do Never Have I Ever?
Okay, very short. It's this time of the podcast that we will ask you. This is a quiz that we ask all our guests. This is the Never Have I Ever Hill Climb Racing edition. You get 1 point each for every never you haven't done before. Okay? There are 12 questions. Are you ready?
Okay. I think yes.
Ready, Eva?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay. This is the first question. Have you ever reached the maximum GP?
Yes.
Yes. Next, have you ever achieved the maximum 15K score? Do I really need to ask this question?
I've already entered zero, so.
Yes, of course.
Yes. Oh my God. Have you ever finished the Road to Legendary?
Yes.
Have you ever started your own team?
Yes.
Do you remember the name of the team? I'm just curious.
Yes, it was called Just Verishchak.
Just Verishchak. Are all your members named Verishchak?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Ask the question. Okay, sorry. Going back to the quiz. Have you ever spent real money in the game?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, a lot, actually.
A lot? In all your accounts?
No, only on my main account.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Have you ever participated in any HCR2 tournament?
Yes.
Okay. Just hold it there for a second.
Okay, I'm holding.
I heard a story that you gave away your prizes for the first Hill Climb Racing Grand Prix. Is that true?
Yeah, that's true. I did this.
Yeah, I'm just, when I heard it, I was very impressed. That's very noble of you. So I just wanted to let everybody know that yes, it was real. You did do that, and I'm very happy that you did.
Well, thank you.
Back to you, JR.
Furthermore, are you registered for the current Grand Prix?
Yes. By the way, I was going to ask you if you guys are participating.
No.
No. Never in my life. Never in my life.
I don't know if you know this, but Eva and I are in the organizing crew, so we cannot participate.
Yes, I've registered, but I haven't played the challenges yet. Yep. But I think I'm gonna do it today. I will play it.
Well, one of the challenges has my. I actually did one of the challenges, so you'll be playing against me, but you'll probably beat me.
I'll try.
No. I don't do any meters, so you'll definitely beat me. All right, sorry, back to you. Question number 7, JR. Oh,
question number 7. Have you ever thought of giving up playing the game?
No.
Okay, number 8. Have you ever posted a suggestion in the Fingersoft server?
You know, I think yes. It was a long time ago. Yes, I posted.
Okay, cool. Number 9.
Say, the suggestion of the finger screw vehicle. That was a pretty good suggestion.
You know, if I remember correctly, I suggested a new vehicle I drew it actually a long time ago in Photoshop. But I don't remember which vehicle it was. I suggested to add this vehicle in HDR2.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
I will send you later.
Yes, please.
Yes, we would please. Like to see.
Thank yes, please. You. Yes, please.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Number 9. Have you ever reported a cheater to the Fairplay server?
No.
No, you haven't. Okay. Number 10. Have you ever had your account flagged for cheating?
Unfortunately, yes.
Oh, which account? We need
this account doesn't exist anymore.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was okay. My bad, long time ago. My mistake, big mistake. I thought it would be cool to have a hacked account, but I got flagged and banned. And after that, I have never used
You learned
it.
Your lesson.
Yes. This yes. is the best lesson I've learned.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Number 11. Have you ever been banned in any HCR or the Fingersoft Discord server?
No.
No, okay. Last question. Have you ever done a face reveal on any Discord server other than the podcast server?
Yes, I often yes. post myself in my social media, in YouTube, in yeah. Discord.
Yeah.
So I don't hide myself.
That's very
I'm sorry.
Cool.
I'm laughing because you've posted that video of what looks like a Touareg. It looks like a VW Touareg with tracks on it.
It looks like a maxi taxi.
A maxi taxi. That is hilarious.
good.
Sorry, we digress. So there was lots of nevers in that. I was very impressed. Lots of nevers. But you scored, there was lots of yeses, not the other way around, not lots of nevers. There was lots of yeses, but there were 3 nevers, and one of them was one of them I didn't expect. But that gives you a score of 3, which is a very good score.
But what it does mean is you got the same present that everybody else got, which is nothing, because we don't give out any prizes on this channel. So congratulations, you came second. The first time ever you came second, and you got nothing for it, unfortunately. So, but the best thing
I hope you're okay with that.
I hope you're okay with that, because we don't actually give anything out. But because you like lots of cheese, because you like lots of cheese, we might give you the lots of cheese roll on our server, which means you're a different colour to everybody else. That kind of brings us to the end of the podcast. But before we go, I'm sure Pete would love to say something before we go.
I would love to say something, but I would first like to hear a little shout out from Bereshak. Is there anybody that you would like to mention before we go?
Okay. I want to give a shout out to Riz, David and Sala, and SJ, the community managers of Fingersoft server, and also to the leaders of Empire team. You guys are doing great. Shout out to everyone who's making Hillclimb Racing 2 a better game.
I'd like to thank Bereshak for joining us today. It's been an absolute pleasure having you on. Thank you very much for joining on our podcast, and thank you to all of our listeners and everybody who does comment on our YouTube videos. Always a pleasure reading through them.
Yeah, I would like to thank Bereshak for taking some time to join us here on the podcast and to share his journey, you know, how he plays the game, how much he is enjoying the game. And we could tell that he's really passionate about Hillclimb Racing 2. Thank you so much, Bereshak. It's truly an honor for us Also, in saying that, you might want to stay tuned on the next two more episodes, because it's going to be some great players from the Empire server. That's all I can say for now.
I suppose from my perspective, there's a few people that I'd like to thank. Of course, we'd love to thank Verishak for being on board. We'd love to thank all of our listeners, for, you know, our long-term listeners for giving us questions. We'd like to thank all the new listeners who are coming on board and listening and going back through old episodes and following through and not just listening to the new ones. I'd love to thank Pete and JR for both, you know, running around and scrabbling, trying to find people and, you know, pestering people to get them on and all that sort of stuff. But yeah, thanks again to Fingersoft for allowing us to, you know, be here and be a voice and all that sort of stuff. Thank you to everybody. We really, really look forward to our next few episodes. If you're still listening at this end of the podcast, that means you really like what we're doing. So please, please like and subscribe to our podcast channel or Spotify. And have a wonderful couple of weeks. We will be back to you with some more fun very soon. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, everybody.